会早安。
You know when you hear testimonies, like what Ying Chang shared this morning?
当我们听到像英强弟兄这种见证。
It's really easy to feel good about God and say, God, you're great, you're wonderful.
很容易就是赞美神，说神很奇妙。
Now, because of my limited Chinese, Hingshan, I'm going to assume you've been fully healed. You have your hearing back.
因为我的中文程度还没有那么厉害，所以我就只好，我也没有听得很清楚。不过我现在也得知说，英强弟兄的听力复会了。
So let the church say amen.
我们阿们，赞美神。
You know, sometimes good things do not happen in our lives.
不过很多时候我们的生命中好事不多。
And sometimes we pray and we say, God, why is there evil in the world the way it is?
然后我们有时候也会质问神说为什么四周有这么多邪恶的事情发生。
I read a devotional recently, and this is the question that a woman asked God.
所以我在这个查经的时候呢就是有一个这个有一本书就讲了一个故事啊，这个说有一个女士，她就质问神说这件事情。
Now she was really complaining.
然后她在跟神抱怨。
But she said she was dreaming.
然后她就说她晚上做了一个梦。
So I guess it's safe to complain to God if you're dreaming.
所以大概在梦里头跟神发牢骚比较安全一点。
Anyway, the story goes like this. She says one night.I was having a conversation with God.
有一个晚上呢，我梦到在跟神聊天。
While I was dreaming.
在做梦。
And she was angry about all the suffering and evil she saw around her.
所以呢，她看到世间的这种苦难和邪恶，她就觉得很不平。
The people who were sick and dying.
这么多人生病死亡。
So she complained to the Lord.
所以呢，她就向神发怨言了。
All these earthquakes and disasters, why don't you do something about all this?
这么多天灾人祸，为什么你不出手做一些什么呢？
Now remember, she's dreaming.
所以她在做梦。
And so God, in the only way he can, he says to her.
所以呢，神给她的回答。
He speaks to her very gently.
他以很温柔的声音回答。
He says, I did do something about this.
我有行动啊。
I created you.
我不是把你放在这个世界上了吗？
You see, God wanted her to see that he created her in Christ to do something about the bad things in the world.
神要她看见的是就是她把她放在这个世界上的这个目的就是能够出面替神行公义。
He wanted her to see that through prayer, things could recover in people's lives.
对，可以借着祷告，做出很多神迹行事。
He wanted her to see through prayer people could be healed.
他想要让他经历说祷告能够带来的医治。
And that despite all the wickedness in the world, he was not going to send another flood.
然后呢，可是虽然世界这么邪恶，神却不愿意再来一次大洪水把这个世界淹没。
That's what he did in Noah's day to cleanse the world of wickedness.
他在挪亚的时代就把世界上所有的邪恶给毁灭了。
And now we have his promise that he won't do that again.
可是现在他却有给我们的应许说他再也不会这么做了。
Li Chu referred to it this morning.
丽竹今天早上就提到了。
She said when she saw this in the sky, it reminded her of God's promise, and that was a what?Rainbow, yes, please.
所以他就是在天上看到了彩虹，这就是神的应许。
So today, instead of sending floods in the world to cleanse the wickedness, he chooses to work through us, Christians.
所以呢，神现在不以这那种外在的方式来改变世界，他却选择的是我们这些基督徒。
He chooses to change us, and he asks us to be an instrument to change others.
他先改变我们。让我们能够成为改变世界的器皿。
He changed Paul from a persecutor of the church to a witness to all men.
就是连曾经逼迫使徒的保罗，却成为这个世对于世界的这一个很好的见证。
You see, there are times in our lives when we call on God.
我们很多时候我们跟神的关系走得比较近。
And then there are times in our lives where God calls on us.
我们常常祷告呼求神，可是有的时候神也会呼求我们。
This is what you're going to hear in the sermon today.
这是我们今天会听到的信息。
God calling on you to make the case for Christ in your lives.
神要叫你替基督做见证。
Paul is our example.
保罗是我们的榜样。
Something unusual happens to Paul, and God shows him this is his opportunity.
所以保罗看到了一件很不寻常的事情，那神就让他知道说这是他的机会。
And we see him here in the picture, and he's taking advantage of this opportunity.
然后,
well, behind the movie, anyway. not yet for the movie in a minute. Okay, he's taking advantage of his opportunity, and he's preaching to the Jews and to people in Athens, Greece.
所以他在雅典看到了一个很大的机会，可以把神的信息传出去。
And so when unexpected things in your life happens, what I want you to get from the sermon today are these three things.
所以当你的生命出不寻常的事情的时候，我希望你能够记得这三件事。
God expects you to make a case for Christ because God is Himself providing the opportunity.
神要你随时随地准备为他做见证，因为这些机会是神自己提供的。
God is providing the understanding for you.
神他也预备你，让你有充分的了解。
And finally, God is going to provide the right approach for you to make this case.
然后他也会帮助你，让你知道说怎么以最美好的方式来表达你的信息。
Now, the reason this is important is because we all want to feel that we are prepared to share the gospel.
因为我们身为基督徒，我们都应该有这种自信，说随时随刻都可以传福音。
And the reason for that is that your life has changed, so you should be able to do this at any time.
因为你的生命已经经过了完全的改变，你就已经活出那个新的榜样。
But many of us feel we need help or we are afraid.
可是我们反而觉得胆怯，觉得说这个需要帮助。
We're going to watch a quick video of what happens in our text today, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to quickly go through this sermon.
所以我们就现在要看一下这个电影，然后我们就会很快的讲一下这个经节。
Did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went there too, agitating the crowds, stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with them. Some of them asked,
What is this babbler trying to say?
Others remarked,
He seems to be advocating foreign gods.
They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him,
May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we want to know what they mean.
All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Now, what you worship is something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man, he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offsprings. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. But now, he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered. But others said, "We want to hear you again on this subject." At that, Paul left the council. A few men became followers of Paul and believed. Among them was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, also a woman named Damaris, and a number of others. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. But when the Jews opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them,
"Yep. But I do want to make a few observations that I hope will be helpful.
不过呢，我想要提供一些这个看法， 希望对你们也有帮助。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们到下一页去看一看。
And let's turn on our microphone.
然后这个麦克风也赶快打开。
Okay, if you don't remember anything else today, I want you to remember the scripture.
假如你其他的都忘记了，我希望你记得这一点经文。
So let's read Acts 17, verses 29 through 34 together.
我们一起念这个《使徒行传》第17章从29节到30节。
Therefore, since please, in Chinese and English together.
中英一起来念。 我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神，神所守义心，所刻刻的金银石。人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不减察。如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。 并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Yes, when they heard of Baptism, some of them sneered.
又有人讥笑他的，又有人说，但我在听你讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但有些人贴近了他，信了主。其中有雅巴族的詹布尼修，另一个妇人叫亚大玛尼，还有一个人叫信。
Next slide.
再想一个。
Paul is now preaching the gospel in Athens, Greece.
所以呢，保罗他到了希腊的雅典。
But he hadn't planned on being there.
不过这个却不是他的计划。
Does that ever happen in your life when something unexpected happens?
你的生命也常常会出这种 出人意外的事情吧。
Paul has actually had to flee a place called Berea. He had to flee from being persecuted, and his disciples took him to Athens, Greece.
所以呢，他其实是从比利亚逃出去的，然后他只是在雅典避难。
Now this was unexpected because things had seemed to be going sort of well.
原来呢，好像蛮丰顺的。
He had been to places like Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, and then Corinth.
所以呢，他到了腓立比、帖撒罗尼迦、比利亚，还有哥林多。
Now these places should be familiar to you because they also represent books in the Bible.
所以呢，后来我们看到保罗的书信就有写给这些城市的教会。
But now he was in Athens.
这个现在他来到了雅典。
And you know, there's no book in the Bible called Athenians.
可是我们却没有给雅典人写的书信。
And so, at first he wonders why he's there and why this delay has come into his life. But then he realizes this is an opportunity from God.
他认为说这个 是一个延期，就是把他的原来的行程拖了好几天。可是他发现其实这是神给他的一个机会。
And that's what I want you to understand first of all.That these delays and unexpected things that happen to our life, whether it's illness or disaster or tragedy, are actually opportunities from God.
所以呢，我们要知道的就是说，我们生中发生的这种出人意料的事情，无论是疾病，或是天灾，或是悲剧，都是神给我们的机会。
This is where God says to you, "I did something about the evil in this world. I created you to make the case for Christ."In this difficult situation.
这是神提醒我们的，就是我们是他的器皿，能够对面对这个邪恶的世界的一个代表。
Now you would think it would be easy for Paul because in verse 21 of chapter 17 it says the Athenians spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas.
所以雅典人呢很喜欢讨论新主意。
You would think it would be easy, but it wasn't.
所以呢，可是我们认为这个传福音一定很容易，可是其实不然。
But it was still an opportunity from God, and Paul was going to take advantage of it.
可是还是神的给保罗的机会，所以他就尽量的。
So the question is, has God brought someone unexpected into your life this week that represents His opportunity for you?
所以你这个礼拜有没有碰到一个人你认为是神带到你面前的是一个机会一个让你传福音的机会
Let's go to the next slide. The thing about opportunities is that you have to be available to take advantage of.
所以呢机会的最重要的一件事情就是你要准备随时这个看到然后给一个回应
We are available to GodNot because we come to church, but when Christ is sanctified and made real in our hearts.
然后这个预备不是只是能够说上教会才有的，而是你每一天让基督对你的生命做准备。
You see, when Christ is real in our hearts, we see things like this the way God does.
因为在当基督在我们的生命中做主的时候，我们就会有神的眼光。
Rather than seeing a city of philosophers.And strange idols, Paul saw a need that could only be filled by God.
所以雅典在平常人看来雅典是充满了哲学新主义的地方保罗却看到的是这么多假神
It had to be to do with evil and ignorance. It had to do with evil and ignorance. And Paul was distressed by this. He was uncomfortable. When we see evil in the world, we should feel uncomfortable also. Imagine that you are a fireman.
假设你是一个消防队员,
and you're looking at somebody's house on fire, and the family is still inside the house.
一家人都还困在里头,
do you think the fireman is just going to stand there and say, oh yeah, the house is on fire, and there are people inside the house?
这个消防队员他看到了这个情况，他只会站在那边这个隔岸观火吗？
No, he's going to say those people need to be rescued.
他的反应是这些人需要营救。
And it will may cost me my life, but I am going to do it.
然后呢，我可能会送上我的性命，可是我拼了命也要把这些人救出来。
And that's what God expects in terms of us making a case for Christ. He wants us to be concerned.
所以呢，这个就是神要我们有的态度，要我们能够关心世人。
God is concerned about the lost, and He is willing to overlook people's past sins, their ignorance.
神，他因为爱世人，他愿意原谅他们以前的无知。
What He expects from us at this particular time is to be prepared in our hearts with a response.
所以他要我们预备好心里的，能够回答一切疑问。
God knows that you have not, most of you have not been to seminary.
神知道说我们大部分的人都没有上过神学院。
And He knows that most of you have probably not taken a course like Evangelism Explosion.
可能你也没有上过那些传道技巧的那些课。
But He knows that you do have faith, and He expects you to be prepared.
可是他知道你有信心，然后他也期望你有准备。
Because He says, you know, you are going to be my witnesses, not just to your neighbor, but also to the leaders of this world. Let's go to the next slide. So in making the case for Christ, God also provides us with understanding.
然后神呢，他也会让我们的心里有新的认识。
The basic understanding is your testimony.
然后你最基本的当然就是你个人的这个见证。
He's changed you. He's done something special in your life.
他在你的生命中已经做了很奇妙的事情了。
But He expects you to know what you believe and why you believe it.
可是他也希望你知道说你信的是什么，你为什么信。
He expects you to be able to say something like Paul did. Now what you worship is something unknown. I'm going to tell you what that is.
那他希望我们能够像保罗一样看到一个情况说你们所信的你们不知道，那我现在就要讲解给你们听。
This is about God who made the heavens and the earth.
这个就是创造天地的神。
And He wants you to do it because that's what He created you to do.
这是我们被创造的原因。
Many times when we say we accepted Christ, we think we chose God.
我们当信了主以后，很多人认为说啊，是我们选择了神。
But what God says is, you didn't choose me, I chose you.
可是神说不对，是我拣选了你。
And I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit.
然后我拣选了你的原因就是要你的生命能够结果子。
So that's why He expects us to be prepared.
所以他就是让我们做准备的原因。
He expects us to have the understanding to be able to correct error.
他要我们能够有这个智慧，能够更改别人的误解。
He said to the Athenians, you worship something unknown.
因为保罗对雅典人说，你们所信的，你们不知道。
He expects us to tell the truth about God.
他要我们讲对神的认识是正确的。
The Lord of heaven and earth.
是因为神是天地的主宰。
And He expects us to know why God made us.
他也要我们知道神创造我们的目的。
To seek Him, to repent, and to provide a way for us to serve Him in Jesus Christ.
他要我们寻求他，要我们悔改，然后呢，在他里头能够 侍奉他。
This is God's plan of redemption.
这个就是神的计划。
This is how your life has been changed.
这个就是为什么你的生命被改变了。
So even if you don't know the Westminster Confession,
所以也许你不知道这个玉明斯堡这个信仰的这个问答。
Even if you don't know the four spiritual laws,
或是你不知道这个属灵的四定律。
Even if you don't know what I'm talking about,
或者说我讲的这一些对你来说都是完全听不懂的。
You do know what God has done for your life.
你知道的就是你亲历已经经验的神在你的生命做的一切。
Anyone in Christ is a new creation.
你在任何在基督里的都是新人。
How has God changed your life?
神如何改变了你的生命呢？
Are you willing to share that?
你愿意分享吗？
Let's go to the next slide.
我们再下一个。
This is actually making the case.
所以现在呢，我们要怎么把耶稣讲给别人听呢？
But before we go to the slide, I actually want to share a story that I heard about a mainland Chinese new Christian talking to a Hong Kong Christian.
所以我不过在这个之前，我要分享一下我听说的一个故事，就是一个大陆的从大陆来的一个小女孩，她刚当了基督徒，她跟一个从香港来的基督徒聊天。
Now I heard this is a true story.
这个听说是真实的故事。
Maybe this Christian from mainland China may have been a Christian for 6 months.
所以呢，这个基督徒可能才半年前才信主。
And as she talked to this Hong Kong Christian, she was so apologetic.
然后呢，她讲这个 wait what?
Apologetic. She was making an apology.
Oh, okay.
She was saying she was sorry.
That kind of apology.
That kind of apology.
所以他在跟这个香港基督徒讲话的时候，他好像很不好意思，一直拼命跟他道歉。
Right, she was saying, "I am so sorry, my dear sister, that I have not been able to do more for God."
他说我很不好意思，因为我觉得说我对为神做的还不够。
She said, "This month, I was only able to share Christ with 300 people."
这个月我只跟了300个人分享了基督。
I've been a Christian at least 6 months. I should have been able to do more.
我已经半年成了基督徒，我应该能够做更多的。
That's the understanding that God expects you to have about the change that has taken place in your life.
所以这个就是神要你也要在你的生命做的改变。
Okay, now there is more.
还有更多的。
There's more that you could do to make the case for Christ.
你要讲解基督的时候，还有更多的秘诀。
And Paul is our example.
那保罗就是我们的榜样。
Look at the way he approaches these people in Athens. Now, I don't know if that's a cigar in his mouth, but he's just cruising around talking to them.
所以呢，他以一种很轻松的方式来跟他们聊天。
He's getting to know the people in the marketplace and the way they are.
他在这个希腊的开放市场里头的散步，然后就是每一天能够看他们的日常生活，看他们是怎么样的人。
He's finding common ground.
然后他看到说有什么相同点。
Something in common.
所以他。
He's finding something in common with them he can share.
所以他就是想要分享一些共同点。
And then you know what? He said, I can't talk about the idols, but I can't talk about the fact that they are religious.
他说我呢，我当然是不同意这些假神，可是我看到说你们的宗教心很重。
He said, I walked around carefully and I saw your objects of worship.
我看到了你们有这么多祭坛来敬拜。
He's finding something in common.
这是他找到的共同点。
But you know, before we do anything for God, we should always do what?
所以这个也提醒我们说，我们在为神做事之前，我们一定要怎么样呢？
We should pray.
我们应该祷告。
And it's not here in this particular chapter, but Paul mentions it in other chapters.
在这里没有特别讲到保罗的祷告，不过在其他的地方是有。
So in making the case, we must first pray and then find common ground and then act in faith.
然后呢，所以我们在分享基督的时候，我们要一面祷告，一面找到这个共同点，然后呢，再勇敢地踏出那第一步。
The next thing we do is we reason with people.
然后再来呢，就是我们要与这些人这个讲解这个道。
You don't say you're wrong.
我们不应该第一句话一蹦出来就是你错了。
God doesn't expect us to be intimidating.
神不要我们去恐吓别人。
He doesn't expect us to be rude.
他也不希望我们粗鲁。
He expects us to reason.
他要我们以有很智慧的话语。
That's what Paul did.
这就是保罗的这个作风。
And you know, the verse that I always use with the youth group is 1 Peter 3:15.
所以呢，我喜欢就给这个年轻人分享的就是彼得前书第三章第十五节。
It says, be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, but do this with gentleness and respect.
就是要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
And then finally, God expects the gospel to be presented.
然后最后呢，神就要我们传福音。
It says right here in Acts 17, Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus.
所以在这里就讲到说，保罗传有关耶稣的福音。
And because he was doing that, God gave him the opportunity to preach the good news to the leaders of the city.
所以因为他这么做了，所以神就给他的机会，能够传福音给这个城市的最高领袖。
Areopagus refers to the city council.
所以呢，他能够在那个城市的这个政府机关里面传福音。
It's the council of Ares.
那所以其实是这个罗马的战神的神殿。
If Paul was successful with them, he would have the opportunity to preach to others in Athens.
可是他却站在那里呢。传讲的是耶稣基督。
He was only sort of successful.
以这个信徒来说的话，他也没有太大的成本。
As a matter of fact, many commentators and scholars think he was a failure in Athens.
很多就是连圣经学者都认为他其实在这里失败了。
But you know something? It's a funny thing about being available to God and making a case for Christ.
可是呢，我们假如愿意为神随时预备。能够站起来做神的见证。
God, and this is going to be a shocker to most of you, doesn't expect you to get results.
神不是要你去做出有什么伟大的作为。
He expects you to share.
他要的只是你去分享。
And he will change the lives of people that need to be changed.
然后呢，他会自己改变那些他认定需要改变的人。
Paul wasn't a failure.
保罗他其实并没有失败。
It says there in verse 34 that Dionysius, who was a leader in the Athens city council, was converted.
所以呢，他的那个城市的其中的一个这个会议员也成了信徒。
It wasn't Paul's job to convert, and it's not your job to convert your friends.
保罗的事工不是要硬叫人做门徒，这也不是我们的责任。
God will do the conversion.
神自己会改变人。
But he expects you to take advantage of the opportunity.
可是他要你去这个抓住这些机会。
He expects you to have understanding.
他要你有这个丰富的明白。
And he expects you to act in faith.
然后以信心踏出那第一步。
Let's go to the last slide.
我们最后再看。
I'm going to share with you a short story and then bring this sermon to a close.
我分享最后一个故事，然后我就这个祷告了。
This is about someone named Ravi Zacharias.
这个是有关 Ravi Zacharias， 是美国当代的一个这个护教学家。
When you have some time, I'd like for you to go to his website and to read what he has to say when he spoke to the National Day of Prayer this year.
那今年这个在美国国会的这个祷告日，他有起来分享。那我希望你能够到他的网站去看他说的话。
The address is www.rzim.org。
那个网站的网址我就不讲了。
That's right, that's what he said. All right. Anyway, on this website. He tells the story on the National Day of Prayer, or how God gave him the opportunity to preach in Budapest, Hungary.
所以呢, 有一次他就到匈牙利去, 神给他的机会分享基督。
Do you know what the significance of that is?
这个是如何重大的一件事情, 你知道吗?
Nobel Prize winners.
这个他在这些诺贝尔奖的这个副的这个收奖员面前,
he was preaching and sharing to the best of the best in their fields.
他是在这个国家的精英前面分享基督的。
There was a Nobel laureate there in particle physics.
所以有其中的一个呢是这个高级的这个物理学院的一个专家。
For those of you who know what that is, I'm not sure I know what it is.
其实连我都不知道这个他念的是什么。
The wealthiest business people in the city were there.
然后呢最有钱最成功的这些商业家也在场。
The best professors.
最聪明的这些博士。
Now, Ravi Zacharias is known because he is a leading person in apologetics in the world. He preaches and shares at Harvard and at Yale.
他常常在哈佛耶鲁大学这个传福音。
And he's a Christian from East India who knows what God has done in his life.
他本人呢是从印度来的，然后他也很。 很清楚地经历到神在他生命上所做的许多事情。
Well, this was a tough crowd.
所以可是他碰到的这些人是很难应付的。
And they asked him a lot of things.
然后他就得回答很多很多疑问。
And he reasoned with them and gave them his best arguments.
然后呢他以最棒最好的技巧来跟他们有讨论。
But at the end of the day, he was tired.
那当然在讲了这么一整天，他就很累了。They
had just beat him up with their philosophies and intellectualism.
他没有办法砸遍他们所有的这些这么多这么坚固的这个哲学，这么好的头脑。Not
to mention their questions about the nature of the universe and particle physics.
然后他们问有关宇宙的秘密，他很多都答不出来。So
like any good Christian speaker and preacher, do you know what he did?
可是呢, 因为他是一个基督徒, 所以你知道他最后做了什么吗?
He said, I'm tired. Let's pray.
他说,我很累了, 所以我们来用祷告来结束吧。
And so Ravi prayed.
所以呢,他就祷告。
They bowed their heads in respect because some of them were not Christian.
他们为了尊敬他, 因为很多人当然不是基督徒, 可是为了 就为了给他面子呢，也就跟着低了头。
And he prayed for their families.
他为他们的家庭祷告。
He prayed for the city of Budapest.
他为了城市祷告。
He prayed for scientific advancement.
他为了科学进步祷告。
He prayed for peace in the world.
他为了世界和平祷告。
And then finally, he had finished praying.
他祷告完了呢。
And he looked up.
他抬头一看。
And they were all crying.
他们发现说这些人通通都在哭。
He was going, why are they crying? I didn't say anything.
他很纳闷啊, 他觉得说, 他们哭什么呢? 我什么都没说啊。
So the very next day, one of them actually shared with him what was going on.
所以后来呢, 他就, 第二天呢, 他就碰到其他的观众里的其中一个人, 他就跟他讲说发生了什么事情。
He came up to Dr. Zacharias.
那这个人呢, 就跑来找了这个讲员。
And he said, Ravi, I'm a businessman.
他说我呢是个商业家。
I've never believed in God.
我从来没有信过神。
Money, yes.
钱当然了。
He said, last night I went back. I never went back to my room.
昨天晚上呢，我没有回到我的房间去睡觉。
He said, after we talked and prayed, I walked the streets of Budapest.
我呢，就是在那个城市里面散这个，在这边走来走去，在街道上走来走去。
And I just wanted to let you know, Ravi, that I committed my life to God last night.
然后昨天晚上呢，在流浪过程呢，我把我的生命交托给神。
He said, I never thought that day would come.
我从来没有认为说我会成为基督徒的。
And you know, here's the surprise.
然后让他最惊讶的是什么呢？
He said, Ravi,
I became a Christian, but I don't think it was your arguments.
不过他说我成为基督徒的原因不是因为你的这个口才好。
And he also says, I really don't even think it was our attempt at any of the questions we asked you.
然后也不是说我们因为你回答了我们的问题。
You know what he said?
你知道他说了什么吗?
He said, it was the hunger of my soul.
他说因为我的灵魂的饥渴。
And when you prayed last night,
然后你昨天晚上祷告的时候呢?
That's what people felt, the hunger in your souls.
那大家都感触到自己心里的灵魂的那种饥渴。
So, when you make, you yourselves make the case for Christ,
所以当你把基督展现给别人看的时候,
it won't be what you say.
你说再多的话可能都没用。
It won't even be how you say it that really makes the difference.
就是连你表达的方式也没有那么重要。
It will be what God does in their hearts to satisfy the hunger of their souls.
而是神如何借着你让他们心灵的饥渴能够得到满足。
But what God expects of you is to be available.
那神对你的要求就是要心里有这个准备。
We all have this hunger.
其实我们都有这个心灵的饥渴。
It's a need to be loved by God.
我们都需要被神爱。
To love Him.
然后我们也需要爱神。
To love others and serving Him.
我们也需要爱别人，在服侍神的过程中服侍别人。
But remember, God provides the opportunity.
所以神不但他提供我们机会。
And God will also do the changing.
然后这个一个人的生命的改变也是在他的手中。
Jesus reminded of this. He says, in those important moments in life, you don't have to worry about what you are going to say.
耶稣基督他自己安慰我们说，在那种机关的时间，你不用担心说不出话来的。
He says the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say.
因为圣灵自己会教导你该说什么话。
Let us pray and continue to think about these things.
所以我们在祷告的时候，让我们继续思念这个事情。
Father in heaven, we're grateful that we have had this opportunity to study your word today.
我们的天父真的感谢你让我们有机会探讨你的话。
We're grateful for the testimonies we heard.
我们很感激听到这么多的分享。
And we're grateful, Lord God, how you touched each one of our lives.
我们也很感谢你在我们的生命中有你的影子。
Thank you for changing us.
我们感谢你改变了我们。
Thank you for changing us so that we can be available to serve you when you call.
这样的我们有机会能够在你呼叫我们的时候能够站出来侍奉你。
If there's someone here who doesn't know Christ,
假如在这里有不认识基督的人,
this is the opportunity to satisfy the hunger in your own soul.
现在就是你能够满足心灵饥渴的机会。
You can say or talk to the deacons afterwards, Father, change me.
你可以现在就把生命交给神说神啊改变我或者你也可以事后跟我们的执事讨论。
Take care of the hunger in my soul.
就是向神呼求说让神能够满足你心中的饥渴。
So I can change others.
这样子你也可以去改变其他的人。
Let the church say in Jesus' name, Amen.
让我们这个教会奉耶稣基督的名说阿门。